Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Go Black Podcast.
Go Black. This is the Dope Black Dad podcast. My name is Marvin Harrison, and I am back for a special series to answer a few really important questions with a couple of things that have come across my mind that I have discovered that I am experiencing in my day-to-day journey as a male parent, also known as a dad. And the last couple of weeks, I've just been really inspired to share some of the things that I'm observing, things that I'm coming across with my two wonderful children, Blake and Ocean, who are 5 and 7, Blake being 7 and Ocean being 5. And I really feel that sharing this information is a part of my life's work. It's almost like a really important part of how I want to exist, which is live powerfully, enjoy my life, and then discover things and share what I discover with the world, and hopefully improve the experiences, the approaches, the thinking behind whatever it is I'm discovering for everybody else. It's one of those things that I can't turn off either, by the way. So this an idea of cool, almost like not being this person doesn't work for me. It just happens whether I like it or not. So no better place than to come home to my podcast and actually have this conversation myself. The first in this series was a real question of how do I support my child's academic development? Now, my relationship with academia has been stretched at many times, especially in secondary school. I think that's where I disengaged the most. But in primary school, I was very optimistic about learning and discovering things. I was curious. I found out many things about myself in the quest for more information at that time, and I was loving it. And then shortly afterwards, I somehow found myself in secondary school, which was a very different environment. A lot of those things disappeared. But I wanted to speak to parents who have children who are 5 to 7 or soon to be between the ages of 5 to 7 and get, or 5 plus really, and give some of the things that I have acknowledged. So the first one being, and again, how I can support my child's academic development. Number one is to establish a routine. So often the individual learning styles of your children would mean that the routine can't work for all children at all times. There are different gifts that children have. There are different needs that children have, and you should honor those individual needs the best you can. The way that I find easiest to do it is to dedicate learning times. I call them like capsules for specific amount of time, whether it be after school or whether it be on weekends, whether you're homeschooling, and make sure that's the dedicated time to fix structured learning. And then what I also make sure whenever they do some structured learning, it is coupled with time to go and have free play, free time to themselves to learn however they wish, and play in the way that they feel most comfortable. So it could be play, which is like just going out and kicking a ball, bouncing a ball, practicing some basketball, doing something they really want to go and do, but most likely active or creative. And then that's always coupled then with some more balanced work, a lot more academic led work. So the routine of creating a structured daily routine that includes dedicated time for studying, completing homework. For those children that already do have homework, my children got homework from as soon as they were 5, And then consistency and structure help children develop good study habits. So they've got to see it as a correlation to their working commitments. So even if your children don't want to work, it's about structuring and dedicating a clear amount of time to be able to take on a task, whether it's school or what will later become work. And so obviously when they're younger, 5 to 7, you really just want to start with like an hour and a half. And that's not back to back, and point, make sure there are dedicated breaks where you are pulling them out of the educational zone or reading space or whatever. They do something else and then they come back to it. So my normal way of doing it is after school, before dinner is ready, the drive home takes about 30 minutes, which decompresses them from school environment somewhat. And then they do maybe some reading, and then in that time they'll have dinner, and then they go back to something academic. That's another way of balancing out an evening of activities. The next one, number two, is to provide a conducive learning environment. So what's really key and what I realized is it's really difficult to focus on learning when your TV is on. So if you as an adult are watching TV, but you've demanded that they go and be academic, it's a massive distraction if there's a TV in the room. So I have one room in my house which has no form of TV in it, and it's a dedicated space for working or whatever is needed, reflection, reading. Not everyone has that privilege, but I have a small bedroom which I didn't bother turn into a room. I put the kids together in one room, and then the other room is used for reflection, for reading, for anything that I need to do that requires quiet, which is really important. So having that conducive learning environment is absolutely key. Should be well lit, minimal distractions, and they have access to all the materials such as books and stationaries, computers, power leads. Everything should be in that room, so they know that that's what that room is for. It's dedicated for getting work done. Number three is encourage reading. As I mentioned earlier, my way of doing that is in the car. So when they're traveling to and from school, which is again half an hour, making sure that they're reading in those times. It's the easiest way for me to do it, because it then means all the other time that I'm spending with them can be richer, because there's not much else I can do with them while they're in the car. I would also say just before bed, which is a great way to turn off all of the blue lights in their life, so TV, tablets, phones, and quieten their mind before they go to sleep. It works really, really well as a way to step down away from TV. Which is great. So making sure they have age appropriate books and encouraging regular reading habits. So for me, twice a day, every day for half an hour is great. So as ever, when I'm recording, my children are around and with me, and she asked me what the secret code is for our safe. And so couldn't tell you guys that. No, I could tweet the objects of having a secret code for the safe. And so, yeah, I think that's really important that we make sure there's space for reading, and there's time, and it's dedicated, and there's all the equipment that they need to be able to facilitate their reading as much as possible. The next thing is about supporting homework completion. So showing an interest in your child's homework and offering assistance when needing. It's just so important. So actually having that as a part of the conversation about when do you get homework, and I put it in my diary to make sure I remember to nudge them to complete it. My son actually does homework club, which means that on Fridays they complete whatever the weekly homework is for the following week, which is a great way because it means I can detach for him. But my daughter doesn't have that, so it is really important that you ask questions and look in their book bag and see what has been given to them. So going through their book bag on a daily routine is a great way to see what is happening, because often letters and communication are put in their bag or given to them, and you never see it unless you dig in, ask, or see it for yourself. So yeah, making sure you're encouraging them to break tasks into smaller, manageable parts. So trying to do a page at a time and then taking a minute and building up their tolerance for doing long form work over a consistent period of time, and making sure you're available to provide guidance. So I have this thing of whenever I'm on my phone, I like to put it down as soon as they speak to me. It keeps me open for whatever their needs are. And that's a really important value add.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dope Black Podcast.
Are you ready to inspire confidence and self-esteem in the little ones that you love? Introducing The Best Me, the first book of self-care and young children. Every morning as the sun rises, it's time to be your best self. And with the help of our loving daddy, we can learn the secrets to becoming better people. The Best Me is a positive and empowering book overflowing with joy and encouragement. Written by Marvin Harrison, hey, that's me, the visionary behind Dope Black Dads, and beautifully illustrated by Rochelle Faulkner. This book celebrates the best in all of us. From keeping clean to eating healthily and spreading kindness, The Best Me is filled with practical tips that are easy to put into practice. So gather your little ones, share the joy, and watch them stand tall. The Best Me is a book that sparks confidence and self-esteem, reminding children that they can achieve anything they set their minds to. For more daily affirmations and empowering reads, don't miss I Love Me, another delightful book to nurture young hearts. Get your copy of The Best Me and unlock a world of self-care and positivity. Available now at all your favorite bookstores and online retailers. Together, let's say it loud, yes, we can keep clean, eat healthily, and be kind. The Best Me, a book that inspires greatness in every child. Next up, I have communicating with teachers. So it's interesting because my children finish school at 5 and they do after school club, I don't actually get to meet their main teachers often. Those teachers have already left, and so it just meant that I wasn't building a relationship. But then when I did finally get to speak to them, they are amazing. Like, I feel like teachers are heroes in a way that we don't speak about enough. I know we talk about nurses and doctors and firefighters often, but teachers are really driving a lot of big things, and they really do care. There's a lot of effort, a lot of passion to be amazing teachers, which I think is great for our children. And so maintaining open lines of communication with your child's teacher, attending all the teacher conferences and meetings to ensure that you're getting comprehensive and structured feedback, I think it's just so important, because you just get to hear what the context of your child going to school is. Also, your child might be telling you versions of things that are going on in school that aren't actually happening to their awareness. And so you want to couple those two things together to take a more broader view. You know, asking about your child's progress and discussing in areas where additional support may be needed, and then making sure you action that support. Often it's great to hear that your child's amazing, but you know, one of the feedback was is that my son had to figure out how to write larger, bigger letters, and you know, I challenge him to do that when he's writing now and not just accepting the smaller cursive, which is quite hard to read at times. So I think that stuff is really, really important. The next one is offering educational resources, so supplements, classroom learning, with additional educational resources such as online educational platform, educational games, age appropriate apps, and then they can make learning a bit more fun and engaging. So, you know, keeping that energy isn't always about them reading a book or giving them a massive folder of puzzles and quizzes and maths questions. Sometimes it's actually more subtle than that, and it's about a series of highly interactive games and platforms that allow you just to find, you know, learning a bit more fun. So coming up with a list of those things, making sure they have access to them, whatever devices that they use, and then communicating to them that when the appropriate time is to use those platforms. It works gangbusters. Next up, we have the balancing of academic and academic and non-academic activities. So while academic development is important, ensure your child is well-rounded experience, encourage participation in extracurricular activities such as sports and arts and music, as they contribute to overall development and can enhance academic performance. So I think that I said this earlier about the balance of styles of learning and what you learn, and allowing some things to be structured where you're designing it towards a goal versus being free and designing it based on how they feel, and monitoring which one of those are, is your child a critical thinker? Are they more expressive? Are they more creative? All of those things are really good to understand and know. The next one is encourage curiosity and critical thinking. Now, this is one of the ones that most parents find quite difficult, because inherently critical thinking and curiosity leads to behavior, and those behaviors might be to do things that aren't necessarily what you want as a parent, or it may get them to challenge you or challenge the environment that you're in, which may destabilize your feelings about being in control of your parenting. So for me, I think it's incredibly important that you do this. And so, you know, fostering a sense of curiosity and encouraging your child to ask questions, encourage them to think critically and solve problems independently, engage in discussions on various topics to stimulate their thinking, you know, introduce them and talk it through with them. Even if it's as simple as, you know, giraffes, why do they have long necks, and talk about what they are descendants of and what the benefits are of having a long neck versus, you know, how dangerous it could be for them and what the impact is. And just asking them and hearing what they think. It's one of the best things when you ask a child a question from your own perspective and you get to hear what they think. And what they've internalized on their own is actually pretty dope. Next one is celebrating achievements and effort. So acknowledge your child's efforts and celebrate their achievements, both big and small. Positive reinforcement and encouragement boosts motivation and self-confidence. Now, what you don't want to do is get to a place where you are celebrating someone picking up a pencil and then, you know, throwing a party for them and being excessive in your celebration of your child. But it is really important to constantly affirm them of their ability to do if they try, and to get into the idea of practice rather than execution. And so everything up in school time is very much led by the idea of like practice to get better. There's very little commitment in and measurement in the outside world of needing your final product for anything. So really at this point, it's about practicing your ability to deliver against those goals and outcomes. And so making sure you're celebrating, making sure you celebrate with the context and celebrate them for the attempt also separately. And sometimes they're different things, sometimes they can't coincide. So a really good example is if they've drawn a picture and this picture isn't their best work that you've seen, you can put the picture down when they present it to you and say, I thank you and I appreciate you for doing this for me and making the effort, versus like how amazing this picture is. Well, the value of telling them that you love the picture when the picture isn't as good as the work that you've seen before is being dishonorable to your children. Like, they deserve to know that they can do better if you feel they can, and they're trusting your feedback, and so they can take a bit more time, and then those celebrations don't become a cheap way of them getting a pick-me-up or a dopamine hit from their parents. It actually becomes about a genuine rapport of trust. And the last one is being a role model. So, you know, we say this, and I think it's one of those things that get thrown around very casually by people, that I'm going to be a role model, or you should be a role model, but really it's just about leading by example. And so the value of education has to be demonstrated to them as a positive thing, and making sure you're sharing your own love for learning, or whatever that looks like, engaging in intellectual discussions and show enthusiasm for knowledge. if they see that and how you use it and the value it is and how it works into your job and how it builds a safer environment for your family, all of those things will bleed into them and keep them curious, keep them wanting to learn more and more. So remember, every child is unique. That's a really important thing to understand. There are children who are neurodivergent, who are on the spectrum, who are just different ways of learning, who are more confident than others, that are more fearless than others, that have different language than others, that have two languages. All of those things create different outcomes for children. So making sure you adapt these tips to suit your child's specific needs and learning style. Making sure you're encouraging a positive attitude towards learning and providing ongoing support for which will contribute to a child's academic success. Thank you. I have been Marvin Harrison. This has been a Dope Like Dad podcast. Please make sure you listen to one of our other podcasts whenever you get a chance.
Dope Like Podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.